Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Lola Ojibwale, and she is with Lunchpail Labs. Welcome, Lola.
Hello. Hi, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Lunchpail Labs. How are you serving folks?
For sure. So Lunchpail Labs is based out of Atlanta. It is a digital product studio and consultancy. So some of what we do is we build mobile web apps, interactive websites. We incubate things internally. And for our clients, we help them build their products and move fast, oftentimes with no-code tools.
So now, how'd you get into this line of work?
Yeah. So my journey with Lunchpail Labs actually began with starting a business myself, especially as a more non-technical founder. And so my very first software venture was a meal planning app. And I was going through sort of like trying to learn how to code with iOS and Swift, which I do a little bit of, but was sort of struggling to get to market and get to a working prototype quickly. And as a very, very small startup, didn't have the funds to sort of work with a very big agency to get things up and running. So that was kind of how I first got started with no code, and then found that there are a couple of other people sort of like me, and Lunchpail Labs was born.
Well, can you educate our listeners to what no code means, and then how does it work for somebody who isn't that tech savvy?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way I like to think about no code is it is a set of tools that enable you to create software without having to actually interact with like the programming language. So software is still being, and code is still being created. You're just sort of visually developing and being abstracted from the actual coding in the terminal to build that software.
So it's like, back in the day, people used to type on a typewriter and the words would appear on a page. And now I can do it on my laptop and I don't have to know how the computer puts the letters on the page or it sends it to the printer, right? Like I'm just doing what I'm doing. Is that how no code works? Like I just do what I want it to do and then behind the scenes, all the technical stuff's happening?
Absolutely. Like, yeah, that's exactly how it works. Like you'll have a sort of like front end interface where you can connect things. It's also very similar to like with your laptop, you know, you can decide to go into your terminal and navigate your computer through terminal commands. But nowadays, like you have that graphical user interface where you can just drag and point and click. No code is very similar in that way that you are sort of abstracted from having to write the nitty gritty code pieces.
So now, and are you teaching people how to do no code, or you're developing things on my behalf using no code?
Yeah. So we mostly develop things on the behalf of our clients without code. We sometimes integrate a little bit of custom code in there because we do have some coding capability, but the vast majority of our work and starting place is with these no code tools.
Now, what's the benefit for me if I want an app made or maybe part of my website kind of upgraded to using no code versus code?
Yeah, that's a really, really great question. And there's absolutely some like, you know, benefits and cons. For like a small business or an early company, the big things are you're going to be able to develop things a lot more quickly without code. And so to launch an app or a product or an interactive website can take, you know, weeks instead of the standard, more standard, you know, months of development time. And because you get to start so much farther with these tools, there's a lot of really great templates and sort of like widgets that enable you to assemble something working really quickly. It's oftentimes at a fraction of the cost of traditional software development. And another piece too, especially with a lot of the clients that we work with, is even like after sort of like an engagement is done, it's also much easier to maintain. It's very simple to kind of get up to speed with a lot of these tools. And so unlike some more traditional approaches, you don't have to have someone always on call if you want to make very simple updates.
So now, is this something that any business can just, like, say I have a website, which I have a website, and I can talk to you and say, you know, I'd really like it to do this. And you can tell me, well, that is something we can do. We can solve that problem using no code and it will cost X. But if you, or you can say, no, that's going to require a more, you know, sophisticated kind of coding solution. And that's going to cost, you know, five times X. Like, could you help in that regard?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So yeah, a lot of what we do, especially when we're talking to folks in the beginning stages, kind of scoping out like what exactly they're trying to build, is take them through like what is available and possible with no code, specifically what might require some custom integration. A lot of the solutions that we end up building are like mostly no code, but just with very, very small tweaks that provide the customization that our clients need. And then I will say, especially with a lot of the tools that exist now, think your Bubble and your Webflow and things like that, you can actually very easily integrate and include custom code. So a lot of times the functionality can, you know, be extended beyond what the platform might provide sort of out of the box.
So what's an example of something that like you can do no code that's like kind of a basic thing that somebody's like, oh, if you want to do this, we have a solution that's pretty accessible.
Yeah. Some sort of like easy sort of examples of that are things like, you know, directory websites, marketplaces. There are tons of templates for that. So if you have like a basic idea that is, you know, connecting sort of suppliers with customers, it's pretty simple to bring those things to market now. Simple social network ideas. So if you wanted to clone something that was a very specific type of LinkedIn, with the functionality to like follow people and have a feed, those are really, easy and accessible to make without code. And then a lot of, in addition to kind of those outside, maybe consumer facing apps, we also help people with a lot of internal like productivity hacks. So like, especially with tools kind of like Zapier and, things like that, you can automate a lot of things within a small business that might later enable you to sort of scale your time without having to, invest in other ways. So kind of the whole gamut there.
So now, if we were working together, what is like, how would you kind of onboard me as a client? Like, what does that kind of beginning of a relationship with LunchPail Labs look like?
Absolutely. So it would start with, a discovery call. We would learn more about what you're trying to build. What are some of your goals? You know, what work have you done so far? And then from there, create sort of different options that could tell you, give you an idea of like what sort of solutions, you know, with code, without code, could help you achieve all in parts of that vision.
So you could kind of, I could have like a dream list, like, oh, one day I'd like it to do this, but today, you know, I can do this. And you'd kind of give me a roadmap and say, okay, for this, it'll be X, and then down the road, this might need, you know, a better answer down the road, but we can get at least a minimum viable product going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, you like might come to me and say like, hey, like I want a very special, super cool video app. And, then I would say like, oh yes, if you want that sort of core video functionality with your like custom branding, it's very easy sort of no code solution. Here's this. If you wanted some, you know, like machine learning algorithm tacked in there, or like very special, like sort of design interactions and customizations, you know, might include some of those other stuff. But we help our clients sort of take their ideas, at least in the beginning stages, scope them to the core features, core functionality, and then so that really, because we do work with a lot of startups, so that they can begin kind of testing those core assumptions to see that, oh, like, are these features actually resonating with their intended customers?
Now, if I had an idea for an app that I've always had on the back burner, and I can come to you with the app idea, and then you can help me kind of maybe either vet it in terms of, yeah, that's going to be hard to do, or this is something we might be able to do. Like what would be kind of a price range of getting a fairly simple app kind of done, and so it's now real?
Oh yeah. So, yeah, they definitely like range in terms of depending on how much like functionality or, whether it's like cross-platform, things like that. Web apps, you know, cost like in the, you know, thousands of dollars range, couple thousand dollars, you know, sort of like native mobile apps are in the like, you know, 10K range. And then for some of our clients who are looking to do more extensive sort of cross-platform, like web connected to some mobile apps, those can, you know, be around the 20 and 25K range. But for something very, very simple, like, yeah, just like, you know, maybe you want to take your e-com store and turn it into a mobile app. There's some very easy solutions that can make that happen pretty quickly, and would cost just like a couple thousand dollars.
And then, so you work with a lot of startups. That's one of your constituencies you serve?
Yeah. So usually a lot of, so non-technical early startup teams. Non-technical early startup teams. And then we do work with a few small businesses that are not really trying to do like startups, but they do have, like, they're trying to bring their, like, their offering online or into an app. Like an example is somebody who, you know, maybe has like a thriving planner business and wants to make that a digital offering. Not really trying to do a startup, but, you know, need some support sort of translating a physical product into like an app.
Now, do you have a success story you can share? Maybe a client that you helped kind of commercialize or get something into the digital space through your no code product?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Some people that we've worked with.
You don't have to name names, just the story behind it.
Okay.
Unless you want to. I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, one person that we've worked with is a client who actually is that sort of like planner client who has like that physical product and wanted to translate that into a digital form. We've also worked with sort of people in the film industry who kind of wanted a more interactive experience for sharing their work and kind of making sort of like a mini streaming platform for what they're working on. So those are some examples of things that we've done in the past.
So now what's the most rewarding part for you? Is it because you'd use your kind of methodology to build things for yourself as well, right?
Yeah. So I think, yeah, for me, it's I love the build. I love the problem solving. I love sort of taking those ideas and seeing how like we can make it possible in very cost effective ways. Absolutely. Absolutely. The creation piece. And I also really resonate, especially with a lot of clients who've been, you know, maybe trying on an idea for quite some time and really trying to find a way to actually make it reality. And so like those pieces as well have been very rewarding.
So now, are there some no and low cost code tools that people can, if they want to try this on their own, can play around with? Or is this something that it's better in the hands of experts?
Yeah, so I think it's absolutely something that you can, you know, try on your own if you need help sort of like scoping what exactly the product is, or, you know, how you might take your grand vision and sort of plug it into these tools. It's really great to work with an expert on that. But some tools that I use often and really recommend, it's exciting to see like how advanced these are coming by the day, but things like bubble.io, really, really helpful for building sort of any type of custom web application or mobile app. And they have a lot of really great integrations, even with design tools, which can be helpful. So if you like design, if you're familiar with like tools like Figma, you can design things in Figma and then actually make it live and real and interactive in Bubble through simple imports. And then I think Webflow is a really, really great tool to use. It's very similar in some ways to what you might use WordPress for, but they have a lot of very easy to use sort of like built-in interactions. And it's very, very simple to build interactive websites with that tool. And then on the mobile app side, there's just like really, really great tools that are coming out. DraftBit is another great one. It's currently in beta, but they are you can build mobile apps visually, and they actually let you export the source code. And so if you want to do something simple to start, and then once you have some more traction, kind of move toward working with other, like maybe more traditional software development frameworks, you have that sort of starting point to jump off of.
So now if there was someone out there that wanted to have a conversation with you or somebody on your team, what is the best way to get a hold of you? What's your website?
Yeah. Yeah. So very, very simple. It's www.lunchpaillabs.com. Feel free to fill out the contact form, send us a message. We can set up a call, and you can also email us at work@lunchpaillabs.com.
Well, Lola, thank you so much for sharing your story today, and congratulations on all the success.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We will see y'all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.